Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and I'm on a Tuesday. I actually, I set the show up after midnight, and I was doing it for Monday, but because it was after midnight, it went to Tuesday. So I'm on a Tuesday, so welcome to the show. I'm glad everybody's here. It's a really interesting day here. I'm having thunderstorms, and it's just nice that it's, you know, one of those stormy days. I like stormy days sometimes. They, you know, make you appreciate the sunny days and they make you appreciate the stormy days. My garden's getting watered and I don't have to do anything. And so that makes me really happy. And we're in this time frame that everything's shifting. It really is shifting. You know, the 21st, the winter solstice is coming up, and the 23rd, which is another important full moon, a super moon. This is the time of energy of transformation for what you're going to create for next year. So it really is what I want you to do. It's really simple, is just be a blessing, love as much as you can. And blessing someone is loving someone, and it doesn't mean like being in love with a person. It means to care enough to be kind, to be loving, to be generous, to be, and it's that time of season too, but it's particularly important now because of the ascension. And with the ascension, we are growing. It is changing. You haven't seen it yet, but believe me, every day a step forward is being made. Every day galactic alliances are coming through more strongly. The information is becoming more clear. We are going into becoming a galactic society eventually, definitely in 2023. And so what I want you to do, though, is I want you to start organizing your materials so that on the solstice we can step into what we're creating for the next, I don't know, 7 to 10 years. So it really is for an extended period of time that we're stepping into of change. So it's unlike this past year. So, and if you really do step into that high vibration of the holiness or the divine love or the energy of the oneness, you really will step into a spectacular experiencing heading this year out and then beginning the new year on such positive. It's got so much opportunity for growth and personal development and for everything. It actually is, I think, going to be a very, very bright year coming up. So it's really important that you pay attention to how you're communicating and what you're communicating and what your truths are. And don't claim things to be hard. Claim them to go with ease and grace. With the highest level of ease and grace, because some things are going to be difficult, but you can still go to the highest level of ease and grace. And if you do that, then you will have an experience that's easier. It just is. And so that is what we're going to do now, is we're going to open up our heart chakra. My guide is from Aki, is named Aki. He's from 12th dimensional Lyra. He brings forth the information that helps us move forward in ascension, and we're so rapidly moving forward. And I do believe that in 2023 we'll have galactic confirmation. I do believe we're coming into a time that society is going to reshape itself away from the hostile energies of the 3D world. And it may not seem possible now, but with all the upheaval that has gone through this past year, it is a culmination of energy that is going to climax into a shift that is going to be pretty much a flip, I think. So flip into this new radical ascension of happiness, of having, you know, compassion, gratitude, goodness, and step away from the hatred, the judging, the criticizing, the labeling. As soon as you label something, you're already starting to make it be something that it probably isn't. So try not to label people. Try to see things for as what they truly are for you, because it's different for you than it is for me as it is for your neighbor. So we have to realize that we're all individuals. Every one of us has a stake in the happiness of the world. And it starts with one person. Like one person said, oh, you only have so many followers. It's not about how many followers you have, and it doesn't matter how big you get. It's how you shape the people and help the people around you. You change one person's life, it's better than having 1,000 followers that you don't even make a difference for. You know, I listen to people and I don't take in their information. Even though I listen to them, I try to hear what they have to say. But it doesn't mean that I agree with them, and it doesn't mean that I support them, and it doesn't mean everything they say is true. You're an individual, and we are given the ability to decipher for us individually. It's when we start putting it needs to be for other people, then you're out of your reality. Then you're trying to project what you want to be done, what you want or think should be done. What we have to do is we have to do it purposely through local, and I really believe no matter where you live, buy local. Don't try to be buying from, you know, different countries when we grow it here locally. Because when you support local, your society or your community gets stronger. Always buy local if you can afford it. And try to think locally. How can I help my community locally? What am I doing to benefit other people in society? I personally do a lot of little things. Every state has a master gardening program that you can take. It's a program to learn to grow food. And I've got my garden in, and I'm going to have, not fruit, but I'm going to have vegetables that I'm going to be able to be sharing with my neighbors as a community. I'm going to, you know, it's about how you make a difference where you are, not what you're doing on the world stage. So it's important to stay grounded in your truth of, you know, how you're operating from that divine love. We're all gifted the spark of life through God when he breathes the breath of life into us and grants us grace, the Holy Spirit, to bless us. And to be the comforter and bring us blessings. And if you're not using angels as to help you in your life, you need to start bringing in angels to help you with your taxes, angels to help you with your money, angels to help you with love, angels to help you with things that are a little bit out of your control, but with a little bit nudge from the other side can make a big difference. So start thinking about, am I utilizing, you know, the divine gifts that are granted to us. And when you're seeking grace, which is what you should be doing all the time, you know, I'm asking grace to come and bless my garden so that it will be fruitful so that I can share that food with lots of people. If I grow 80 peppers, I'm not going to need 80 peppers. I'm only going to need, like, you know, 7. And I'm not going to can 1,000,000 peppers because I'm just don't have the time, the space, or the stuff to do it. So you have to, and same thing with my tomatoes. I hope I grow, you know, 1,000 tomatoes and that I can give them to every one of my neighbors. So, and have enough for myself. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to jar 1,000 jars of tomatoes. I'm going to be reasonable in with the work that I'm doing. I'm blessed, so I'm going to bless people with it. And it's like this show. I'm trying to bless you guys with some instant help. So my guide's a key. He's from 12th Dimension Elira, and we're going to do a heart activation. Remember that you want to be, what I would do is I would try to, if you are having hard times and you can't get over what you're thinking that's negative, I want you to release. You can think something like, I open to release all of who I am not. You know, release that. All of who you are not. And then if you're in a good and positive situation and you want more, then you say, how much better can it get than this? I open up to all that I am or all that I can be, or I open up to what more I can have to experience on the highest levels of ascension. And your path will get stronger and your desire and will be fulfilled, and your happiness will be fulfilled, and the joy will be in your life, and you'll be in gratitude, and everyone around you will be having those experiences, because as you bring the light, you show everybody that you're the light. You show everybody that this is correct behavior. You model it. And I think, like I said, it's with the Mandela effect. One person on the other side of the world can affect the vibration of another person on the other side of the world. So it's very important that we do this, not just for ourselves, but for everyone. And as everyone tries it, then more and more, and eventually becomes a habit. So what I need you to do is place both your hands on your heart chakra. And I'm going to bring a key in, and we're just going to do an activation and a grounding. He wants you to take 3 breaths in through your nose, hold it for a second, and release what no longer serves you. I open to release all of who I am not. I am open to release of all of who I am not. You just release that. All of who I am not. Because we lots of times have energy that it's not us. And we don't know how to get rid of it. And we're releasing it right now. What we're going to do is we're going to open up to receive all that we are in our heart chakra, our heart center. Is the grounding point of truth and love and virtue and healthy happiness. And now take just another breath in through your nose. Hold it for just 1 second and release it. Now we're going to bring in, we've made space by doing those, that we're going to bring in the light. And we're filling our heart chakra with light. And then again, take another breath in, bring in more light. We're trying to really fill up your space with the divine love of the oneness, the light of God, the holiness of the season, the holiness of divine love. Chakane kumini ititi nuwana masehe eke kawa. Sehe eke kawa. Awa 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 katata pamanisi iuwa. E ne e e eke kawa. And then we're going to do a grounding cord right into the ground star, 1 foot below our feet. Shi'i ke patanto mi ii ni ka a ana sehe o. Shi'i ike kakana nana sehe a a ko ui ii a kokode ne seya. So that o kakaka ne sehe ii titi o. Okay, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. And what we did was we opened up space, we brought in light, and then we anchored the light. So it really is a perfect seasonal process that we just went through, because it really is a heightened level of divinity. And it's because people are paying attention more because of the holidays. Not that the holiday is significant in itself, but it does bring an awakening. And it awakens you to some things, that it's not just about materialism. And you'll see that, and you'll be like, wow, this is maybe the first year that you realize, you know, the holiday is about a sacredness connection to the oneness, or to God, or to the Christ light, or to your highest level of awareness. So I am going to go right on to the callers, and I'm just really happy to be here, and I'm thankful to you guys that we get to be blessed together and to be a blessing. So 630 is going to be my first caller. Hi, 630.
Hi, this is Lisa. Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi.
How are you, Reverend?
I'm very good, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
Illinois. You spoke
okay.
A while ago.
How can I help?
I've been on for a while.
Yeah. It's fine. I just need to always make sure where the people are, because they move around.
your
okay,
talk was
cool.
Interesting today.
Oh, good. Good. It really is an interesting time. It's really exciting. I honestly am like almost screaming exciting. Just because I have so much stuff that I could convey, but, you know, I only have just a few minutes. I try to get it all in a few minutes. So how can I help you today?
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was kind of like up my alley, actually, what you talked about today. Yeah, so I've been trying to, like, be more social. And so I joined a group at my place of worship, and we had our first get-together, like, on Sunday. I don't know why I felt a little insecure, but I was wondering, like, do you think I made a good impression? Is the group good for me? You know, that kind of thing.
I actually feel like
it
was
for me.
Really good. I think it's really good for you, and I feel like your insecurity was uncalled for, but it's something that you have to release, because your social shyness is unnecessary. It really is.
Yeah, because I'm really always thinking that, like, maybe people don't like me that much, because I haven't had much contact with people with COVID, and I haven't been in a lot of real, like, one-on-one, like, social things with other people. So it's just really hard for me, like, now that I'm kind of coming out of it. I mean, I was the only one wearing a mask, but that was okay. I mean, I ate, you know, cheese and stuff and took it off, but, you know, when we were eating a couple things. But otherwise, I put it back on, and that was fine. I didn't think, you know, no one cared. And that's, you know, how I feel I need to be, because I'm, you know, high risk, you know, and I got to be careful still. But I don't want to, like, stop going to things. I want to start going a little bit more. So,
absolutely.
Like, they had something coming up, like, next week. And they didn't send anything out about it yet. So do you think I should just wait, and maybe they'll send an announcement, like, later in the week? Because I want to go to it next weekend.
Yes, on that. It's coming out. It just hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
So
besides the group, then, just how do you kind of, you know, how do you think I can kind of make myself feel, like, more, like I'm a little bit more likable? Like, there's no reason why they wouldn't. I got kind of, like, well, maybe I didn't make a good impression or something like that.
No, it's not that. It's we always question ourselves. What I would rather you do is, than thinking all of that, is think, this is such a blessing, and I get to experience it. Now, how do I get it to be more? So, and the more is the thing, is because what you're doing is you're going to grow through an experience, what you've chosen is not to, you're choosing to live your life. And that's really a growth thing. It's really important. You're understanding, oh, you know, a part of what I want to experience in my life is socialization. And I realize we went through some tumultuous times with medical conditions across the world. But I'm not going to allow that to inhibit me from having the experience that I'm supposed to in this lifetime. And so you took a step, and it was very brave, and it was hard for you. But it was once you take the step, the steps become easier. You now have made a step. Wait until you see how you blossom. I really feel like this is really good. You're on the right path. And I feel like you know faithfully or in your own true knowing or your faith that this is right, that it's good, and that you're liking it, and that it has so many possibilities.
Well, I can't after socialization, though. I mean, like, I'd go to, like, services, or I'd go, you know, place of worship, or with people, you know, to things like, you know, I go to, like, bingo with, you know, a group, like, from the senior center. I mean, I'm a little younger, but, you know, art classes with other people. And, you know, it's not like I haven't done anything, but this is more like one-on-one really socializing more. You know what I mean? Like, not just doing activity, but talking with people and getting to know people
more intimately. And it puts you a little vulnerable because they get to know you more intimately, but it truly is what you're needing, that deeper connection. And and it's exciting because I feel like you really are you're going to really open up more, because I feel like you really have been afraid. And
what else could I do besides this group? You know what I mean? It's just one thing I like to do others.
Right. There's lots of things. There's, what's that called? Give me one second. I know what it is.
Meetup.
Yeah, the meetup.com. You can look at all those different groups. There's millions of groups. They have not millions, but they have hundreds of different groups that you can
I'm on a couple online groups that I meet with, like, and they're really nice people, but maybe I can look now at some that meet more in person, you know.
Yes. Do you have a dog? Those people are the nicest people I've ever met. People that meet up with their dogs, believe it or not, are an amazing group. I've done it before. I don't have a dog anymore either.
I could try a couple of the meetup groups, you know, but there's things that would interest me where you're going more in person, because I have a couple that I relate to online now for over a year. I mean, we do stuff like book discussion or movie thing, like a noir group, some noir. So, absolutely. I mean, I'm involved with that, but I would like to go more in person, you know?
Yes, because you actually need socialization. And it's not, I get that you're getting socialization, but I mean, intimate relationship is more what you're needing. But it's
I want to meet people more on a different, you know, level, because I'm going to lots of things with, you know, like art with other people, and, you know, and like this one lady wanted to get together from this art thing, and I wasn't sure, so I might get together, but I kind of want to think about it. I think I have to go with my feelings. Like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to get together with her or not. You know what I mean? Like, I was in an art class yesterday. Right. She's like, oh, yeah, we should get together sometime. I'm like, yeah, we can exchange numbers. You know, let's wait till the new year. I just didn't feel like I wanted to yet, so I think I should wait and get to know people a little more if I feel that. You know what I mean? Like, not just...
No, I think what you should do is don't analyze it so much. Allow the flow of someone. You know, what you did was you got an opportunity to meet somebody that you didn't know on a different level, and they actually reached to you. So what I feel like when something like that happens is that's the universe offering you a choice. And so you chose not to do it, but you could have taken the other choice and maybe met somebody who...
No, I didn't choose not to. I told her in the new year. Oh. It was not... I didn't say no at all. I said, yeah, let's do that soon in the new year. And she said, that sounds good.
Okay, but then I think I heard you saying that I felt like I shouldn't do it.
I want to see her at something else before we exchange numbers, you know. But I think I just, like you said, I have to keep on. Like I went places more, and that gave me more confidence going out because I wasn't at home because I hadn't done it in so long. So now that I've been in group settings, doing group activities, I can go to the next level of trying to do things more, you know, with like people socially. So I'm gonna, you know, just kind of like work on that, you know.
What I would do is I want you to look at things as opportunities that the universe is giving to you. So, you know, and open up to, you know, experiencing them, whether it feels uncomfortable or not. I think you should do some uncomfortable things, because what it does is it makes you less afraid, have a little bit of fear, actually, that prohibits you from a lot of fun. And I think that's what you're missing, is the fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to have that, because you have the personality and everything to have it. And you're really sweet. You're just a little bit shy on the inside, and it's not even on the outside. It's yourself holding yourself back. So I do want you to risk take as far as, you know, okay, somebody's invited me to do this. I'm going to go do it and check it out, and then decide, you know, that wasn't something I really want to experience again, or that was something that was a lot better than I thought. Because mostly what happens is we tell us what ourselves what it's going to be, and it's self-fulfilling. You know, I'm not going to like it. It's not going to be what I want to do, and you don't like it, and you don't do it.
But how do I get over the insecurity? Like, I think it was kind of hard for me growing up. Like, I didn't have a ton of friends, so I think I'm more shy like that. And then I think, well, people probably don't like me that much, you know?
It's not true. I think nobody has a lot of friends. I think what people have is an association of friends, but they don't have a lot of close friends. Only the people that really become close are, you know, people that you really know. And then to get to really know somebody, you have to do a lot of things to know somebody, you know, together, and you have to really get to know somebody. But what you're doing is you're actually getting to know people on a level of interest, and it's on a good level. They're looking to be kind, and you're kind, you know, so that's a good level to be working at. And then from there you can expand, and the uncomfortableness is with everyone has that. Everybody's uncomfortable going into anything new. It just is.
Yeah.
But what you uncomfortable is also excited. They're both the same vibration. You can be uncomfortably excited.
But how do you get over the feeling like, oh, well, probably, you know, they don't like me? I guess I kind of feel like that, like maybe people wouldn't or something.
Why? You have to tell the truth to yourself. Why wouldn't they like you? Why wouldn't they like
you? Yeah, I mean,
just ask.
I mean, I'm fun and do things and try to be positive and nice. And like,
so why
would
they not like
you? You know, interest in other people.
There's no reason why they would not like you. So it's a story that you're telling
it's
yourself.
It's like an insecurity, you know,
yourself.
Like an insecurity.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
From when you were younger or something like
That's why I'm saying you have to do things out of your comfort zone so that you can stop being afraid of the simple things. You've already taken the first step. That was a big step, you know. You did something to actually do something together. So now you've done it once. It should be easier to do it again, to go back. And if you like the group and continue to like the group, then you'll get closer bonds with people. And the other thing is, especially when we're growing up, those experiences have to be canceled because somebody who went through traumatic experiences as a child did not have to carry that into their adulthood. You get to be who you are now, not who you were, not what you experienced when you were a child. You get to choose, you know, I'm going to be a person who people are going to like you because you have a personality that's likable. What's not likable are people that have, you know, habits that are bad and language that's vulgar, that are offensive to other people. You know, that's what
negativity,
makes people not
negativity, talking negative with people and stuff like that.
Absolutely. some people that rise to power are very negative, and amazingly, some people thrive on negative people. So that's a group that you would say, okay, well, you know, that person I can't really relate to. But it doesn't end the group. It just means that they're not your favorite person. Always there's going to be people who you like and don't like, or who people who you're drawn to or not drawn to. But the overall is, I'm here to experience on the highest level this experience, because that's living. You're choosing to live. So place a value on it.
So you think this group
I'm
is
going to
be positive that I joined?
I do. I feel like when I look at it, that they have a nice message. So the message isn't ugly or sloppy or discordant.
They want to have fun.
So
they're like all people with kids grown up and, you know, out of the house, stuff like that. So.
So, yeah.
All right.
So
well, I'm gonna just do what you said. Yeah. Okay. And
okay.
I'm gonna stand and listen. Thank you so much for sharing with me.
Sure. I want you though to try to step out of your element many times, because that's really living. When you face something that you're fearful of, you get to get beyond it. You know, you get over it. You know, and when you realize, oh, it's not as tumultuous as I thought meeting people, then you'll realize, wow, I like meeting people and I like new experiences. Because I think what happens is people get scared of new experiences. They don't want to do it. They're scared of change. They're scared of something different. And that's everybody. That's not just you. That's everyone feels awkward. And some people are socialized and can talk to anyone, and some people can't. Some people stand in the corner and they're still shy.
Yeah.
And they.
But I'm like social. Like I'll talk to people, but there's this shyness inside more. You know what I mean?
Yes. You're hiding and you're fearful of your own truth that you might be somebody great.
I could come across as outgoing, like just in general, because I'll say hi and talk to people generally. But then like talking more, you know, personally, like I'd be more shy. So that's what I'm going to have to like try to work. I'm going to try to work on that. I really am, because, you know, and I'm doing it in good time. You know, I mean, if they go to a restaurant, I'm not eating at a restaurant. I'm high risk and I'm not eating in a restaurant with other people and stuff. I'm not going to do things I can't do, but, you know, things at people's homes or different things that they do more, where I could wear a mask and feel comfortable and take it off to eat and go in another room even if I wanted to just eat some food or something like that, you know, if there were a lot of people. I mean, I just have to do what I'm comfortable with, but I'm going to start finding things that I can go to where I could still, like, wear my mask and stuff, you know, like not like a restaurant, but you know, there's other group activities and stuff, so, and you can meet people more in person instead of just on Zoom, because, you know, it's not enough just on Zoom anymore. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to listen.
It's changing.
Then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Namaste.
Thank you.
I hope I helped you. Okay, I'm going to go right on to the next caller, which is a 520. Hi, 520. You're on the air. Could I get your first name?
Is this
Lisa
from Arizona?
Yeah. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Lisa,
so nice
from Arizona. I'm very happy to talk to you, too.
I'm so glad to hear you talk about your gardening and thoughts on gardening and eating local. It's very, it reinforces good values.
It's really important that we're neighbors. We're all just neighbors to each other. And if we can't realize that, then, you know, I mean, there are people that are so self-absorbed and selfish and stuff. But when you realize that you're actually just neighbors and we're all having a human experience together, you know, don't you want to celebrate with your neighbors? You know, I mean,
well,
don't you want to celebrate? Like,
If they chew with their mouth open, no. I'm joking.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm joking.
I lived in an apartment for 2 years for 5 years, and we didn't have a kitchen table, and I actually would put on a feeding shirt. When I ate, my food fell in my lap and on my shirt, and I didn't care. So you would have been horrified to have witnessed that.
No.
Those feeding tables got dirty. They got really dirty. You'd be surprised not having a table to eat at how sloppy you can be. And that is true. I'm out of the feeding shirt, though. I actually have a table now. So step up. It really makes a difference.
A table. Can you fellowship. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A table? Well, I don't know. I only got a table because because he and I make not more than an effort. I actually do it. When we have our meals, we sit down together and we eat together, he and I, and the whole routine of it we follow, he and I. So that table is important for Hannah, and then we do the craft on it and so forth and so on.
Yeah, awesome. I got good news for you. I feel like, good news is coming your way. So I feel like your energy, you might feel a little trapped, but overall I think it's a breakthrough, and get ready for the solstice because, that is a huge shift in ascension. Again, this year is pivotal ending and a pivotal beginning. So very, very, I feel like really good news for you coming. So I don't know if you're doing anything publicly, but, I think people are going to really take notice, and that you're going to become more public if you're not doing something publicly now. Do you understand that?
Wow. I do understand it. I'm following along as you're talking. I'm put my hand out here to the universe. I'm stretching my arm up. But I wake up at 1 a.m., 3 a.m., so I do meditation, and I'm in a writing project. I signed up for – all my life I've been in writing classes, or I write columns, or – so forth and so on. And so I have been thinking lately, where do I want to go with the stream of writing that I've been doing? And it's coming to me. It's coming to me. And it's a lot of what I've called about. And I follow what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying. And I certainly embrace it.
Yes, and it's honestly the intention that you set now for to the winter solstice, as soon as that hits, that's going to be energy for the next 7 years, 5 to 7 years, depending on people. So it's really important to be in that divine, holy, or that gift of divinity within. Because we all have the gift of divinity within, and it's allowing it to be more or at its ultimate levels of, success. And that's you. That's you.
Oh,
and I think you think you've had good. I don't know if you think you've had good. I know some of it's felt hard and stuff, but you've been pretty good. But just imagine it being double better. That's all I can say.
Quadruple better.
It's of better than you think you can get. So, I don't want you to limit yourself to small stuff. I want you to open up to the expansion of great stuff. And when you were talking about your writing, if you're going to write something that you know that will help. Because I think you can help a lot of people with your writing. So I don't know if that gives you a direction or whatever, because what they said was she needs to write about what she, to help people. So it might be I don't know.
Yeah. No, it is on that direction. It is. And it flows naturally. So it's not forced or sermonizing. It's very natural. And I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the flow. And, waking up at 1 a.m., 3 a.m., it's all there.
Is one thing I love about writing is if you do it every day, just even 20 minutes a day, just do sit down and write 20 minutes of your thoughts. Believe it or not, you have a book in a year.
No, it's true. I totally agree, and that's what we talk about in this group thing that I'm in.
Good.
And all my adult life, I've been in some kind of forum, you know, writing at the university or whatever. And so, no, I like it. I do very much feel the flow of it. And I wanted to ask you a question about this. We, as we know in the country, we're having weather, epic weather in some parts of the country. And where I'm at, look, I woke up this morning and threw the door open. I was up at 3:30 because I had a scheduled moving van to come to not move me personally, but it was a project that I created. And so I threw the door open to go out and go to the location to start work. But there was snow on the ground, there was ice on the ground, and the people, the workers were really nice. They called me when it, you know, one by one, and we talked about it. Their head person, her name is Samantha, she still hasn't called me, and lately she's been real hard to get a hold of, and she doesn't call me back, and she's just being real funny. And they've had really high reviews, and I'm just, do you see a successful rescheduling, and that this actually happens, this move, to try and find somebody else?
No, I feel I got a yes on both, that it will go through and they'll do it again. And I don't, does she need to get somebody else? I mean, I get a maybe on that. You could if you wanted to. It's more like that than yes, you should. I actually feel like I don't know what the thing with communication is, but I would I think everything's going to be fine with them. I don't know why it didn't work out. Like, I'm trying to look and see what's going on.
The storm. They left it up to me, and I said, no, I don't want to do it on the ice and the snow. But Samantha, has been difficult the last few weeks. Last week, she doesn't return my calls. And then when I finally got a hold of her, she's, you know, just really kind of edgy, nasty. And a friend of mine offered to call her, because I said, you know, she's not answering my calls. And my friend said, give me the number, I'll try the number. And then all of a sudden, Samantha called me out of the blue. And it's like I'm feeling like she feels we're done on conversation, that, you know, it's one and done. She doesn't want to talk to me anymore. Like, if I have a question about the move, I'm paying them through the nose for this. The workers were very nice. They're really great to talk with. But she's the one that is kind of the manager of it. She's not the owner. She's the manager.
I'm going to say that it's just she's busy, or that she has a lot on her plate. Like, that kind of feeling is what I'm getting, and that it's not a personal thing to you, and that you're drawing in as personal. So I want you to take a step back and listen to the conversations that you have with her and see if it's she's busy, or if it's because I don't feel like – I feel like it all of a sudden she's cramped with on her plate, like a bunch of stuff coming together all in the center. And you're just in one of the pieces of the pie that make the whole center of a pie. And I feel like it's – you should step back and you'll be fine, and just re-communicate the day that you want to make the change to, and everything should go accordingly and smoothly. Because I feel like really good things are up your way. And, you know, you always, you're intuitive. That's why I want you to take a step back and hear what you're actually hearing, rather, because you're taking it emotionally to yourself. So
she listed a whole bunch of stuff that she was going to do that was her job to do, and she didn't do any of those things, none of them.
Okay.
And so I called and hadn't been able to reach her for days, and then I finally just left a final message, and I said, you know, I'm really concerned about this. I'm very, very concerned. And, you know, you said this and this and this, and it was never done. And I said, I hope to talk to you sometime soon. And then she called me a little bit that, and then she was, you know, trying to CYA, cover her, you know, and
yeah.
I just let everything go. She was lying about stuff, and I let it all go, and I just said, okay, so we're on to tomorrow, which was, you know, today, but it was snowing and ice, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do the ice thing. I don't, too dangerous. So now I have to reschedule with them.
That's really good to go, Claire. Yeah, I think you're fine. I think you can move along with them, Lisa, honestly, and not have an issue. If you actually caught her in lies, that's a different situation, and you need to judge that appropriately to your level of I'm allowing or disallowing information. And, you know, there's nothing wrong in confronting a lie. You know, it depends whether that's where you want the fight to be or not. You know, you have to choose the fights that you know you're going to win. And if it's something, I don't know, if she's, like you said, just covering her own butt, I do feel like there's a whole bunch of things that are going on with her, like a whole plate full. So, she might have let you slip or, you know, might not have done everything that she was, thought she could be doing. But I do feel like it's going to be a positive outcome. So I would one more time and if you feel like it, you can't communicate. Yeah, but you still got to be able to communicate with the person in charge, and they still have to hold up their bargain. End of the bargain. Yeah. So, you know, those are important things, and they're not lackluster in your evaluating. So, I agree that you took appropriate steps, and you said, well, you know, this is what is going on, and she did try to cover herself, but I still feel like it's going to go forward fine. So, but okay. It's your choice. Remember that. I want you to do intuitively what you trust. And I feel like you're going to be fine. And I think if you listen to yourself, you know that you're fine. It's just whether or not you want it to not be fine or not, I think is more of what it is. Do you understand?
Oh, no. I don't dig in my heels. I'm not trying to make issues where issues don't exist. For sure, I don't need that. That's too much.
I know, but it's just, I think a little bit by nature, you know, you're a questioner. So that puts people on notice because you want your answers. And there's nothing wrong with that. We should all be questioners. It's just that not everyone is, and a lot of people are, you know, get away with a lot of stuff because people aren't. So I applaud you in following through. You have to follow through with your stuff. It's your money. So
yeah, for sure. Well,
it's your project.
Thank you.
It's your stuff. Okay. So,
yeah,
but
I
want you to absolutely step into a victory march as of the 21st of December. I want you to claim victory over everything in your life, and to step forward on the victory path, or to ride the carriage to the castle, because it's time for that. And I want you to not have to continue to go from dilemma to dilemma to dilemma. you know, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. You're now risen up to the next level. I don't.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I won't be taking the carriage ride to the castle and then do an expose like Harry and Markle.
That no one was interested in? Oh, I mean, okay. So some spoilers, rich people.
You get in the castle and then you do an expose to National Enquirer. Well, it ain't what you seem.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to curtsy.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. When you kick a gift horse in the mouth, you know, the horse isn't going to like you. So it's just a given. It's a given. It's a given. Always be gracious and in gratitude and loving. And I'm going to let you go because I have other callers I really have to get to.
Okay. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste. It was really nice talking to you. Okay. And I'm going on to 845. Hi, 845. On the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling?
This is Lucy again from New York.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Upstate New York. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm feeling better. Yeah. It keeps popping in my mind the word betrayal. And then I was kind of last week, the whole week, feeling like uncomfortable. I said, well, I'm going to call you and see what Aki has to say about all these feelings that are like the volcano coming through my mind. And I say, my God. Then I told one of my best friends, yeah, they feel like betrayal is around me. And then he's watching TV, and the word betrayal come on the TV like 4 times. I say, what's going on with you? I say, nothing. I just feel like betrayal.
Okay, so what you want to do is protect yourself. Put yourself in a diamond dome of protection where betrayal cannot touch you. I don't see the betrayal. I think it's a word that you have actually manifested some feelings of scared. When you don't need to be, what you need to be is in the trust of God. And God, it doesn't betray people of the light. God isn't a betrayer. He's he blesses. So, and you have to allow that blessing through grace, which is the Comforter or the Holy Spirit. So I actually feel like it could have been a little bit shift in the energies because I actually just started sleeping 2 days ago when the new energy came in. Finally, I finally have gotten some sleep. I am rejoicing. But before that was a lot of there was a lot of tumultuous energy, and I feel like there isn't a betrayer. I feel like you don't want to draw that energy towards you, and by claiming it, you are bringing that energy forward. You know, so at the beginning of the show, we released what you are not. And so, you know, what no longer serves you. So let go of, there is no need to have betrayal in your life. There is no, because you are a light. You do things right. You are a good person. That energy is for somebody who's doing something wrong. It's like for a long time I didn't like police, I felt like I was doing something wrong, even though I never did anything wrong. But when you're driving and you're 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, you're a speeder. And so that makes you like the police. And, you know, so you are doing something wrong. But if you always drive in the speed limit, then the police are there protecting you from crazy drivers who are speeding. It's just the opposite. And because you're a kind and loving, gentle, pure soul, you have such grace. You don't have to worry about that because people aren't out there to hurt you.
I wasn't worried about it last week. like you told me, oh, you had a legal case, and then I say, yeah, everybody's fighting, my sisters and brothers, fighting for the little thing. Everything disappeared. My parents, stuff just disappeared. Like everybody stole a little piece. Then one of my sisters and I didn't get any, like we never got into nothing on my parents, but my other brothers and sisters, it looks like they managed to put those things in their name. And now they should say the will is being through lawyers and blah, blah, blah. Then, you told me everything is going to be okay.
Lucy, when people take things the wrong way, they lose them. When you take things the right way, you gain them. So people who have done things deceitfully will be seen for their deceit. And people who have done the right things will be blessed because they get their stuff the correct way. I feel like you're going to have some kind of financial, it may not be what you expect, but it's something, a financial benefit that's positive. So when you're trusting in God, everybody around you can be a thief and stealing from each other, but you stay steady in the truth of your faith, and the light brings you into the right. The light brings you what you're supposed to get, and then you have no need to lose any of that. It stays with you. It becomes yours. And it's like people, especially in situations of wills and estates, that they steep to the lowest levels of ugliness to get stuff. Those people lose that stuff. It doesn't say you cannot get stuff the wrong way and keep it. When you steal stuff, it gets stolen from you, or you get stuff stolen from you, or you have experience of things being stolen from you. It just is a karmatic cycle. So you're going to get a blessing. I don't know how big the blessing is. It does seem like it's money, not things. If you lack something that you really felt emotional about or that you felt like you were entitled to or something like that, then you need to put that on the table as this was an unconditional, I'm not signing the will until I think. You know,
didn't really feel attached to anything. It's like I just put my name there because they were fighting so much. I said, okay, I'm going to put my name here and then just keep it up. And whatever is here is whatever is going to be divided and then forget about the rest.
Don't get involved. Believe me, you'll get some blessing. I don't know how much of a blessing, but it doesn't matter. It's not about what you're getting. It's about the person who passed.
My feelings.
Blessed.
Yeah. I want to feel good. And last week I wasn't feeling so like great. I wasn't feeling.
It's because they're all ugly or ugly things. No, I think you're doing the right thing, and I think you are going to be blessed. And I think that no one can betray you because. A betrayal you have to allow it to happen to you. And you're not allowing it to happen because you didn't participate in the theft or in the craziness of the ugliness. Everything that's coming to you is going to be a blessing. And when you get a blessing, you can monopolize on it. So say that you only get $100. Just use that as an example. I got $100 that I was blessed with because everybody was so ugly and took everything. But your $100 is going to multiply by 10. So it'll turn into $1,000. That'll turn into $2,000 or $4,000. What their $100 gets, they get $100 too, plus whatever they stole. But their $100 is going to be taken from them. Their stuff that they stole is financially going to be taken from them. It just happens. When you don't do things the right way, you don't get to keep it. Even if it's, I got to keep it. One person had a will that and it was all about this diamond ring, this one diamond ring. Well, it turns out that the diamond actually had a tracking in the diamond, so that, guess what? even though they stole it, they actually had to return it because it had a thing. So we can't see that, you know, we may not be able to see what happens. But if you just allow God to bless you the way you're supposed to be blessed at the highest level possible through his grace, and take that blessing and then bless with it, you'll have multitude of extra. And you don't have to be fearful, and you don't have to carry about deceit. There is deceit there, but you don't have to buy into it, and it doesn't affect your energy. Okay?
I'd rather tell you a situation. My friend, like my best friend is a male.
Yeah.
Then his daughter was having COVID, and I say, listen, it's not a good idea that she comes for your Thanksgiving party. And then he said, oh,
right.
I don't care if she wants to come. She really doesn't have COVID. So then I think he did his party. I didn't go to his party, blah, 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 the Thanksgiving. I don't really want to be around the people he's around. Then the Saturday, he said, hey, I can come over and visit you. I said, of course. Then it looks like he broke COVID. By Monday, he left. And then I went to the gym. I keep going to the gym Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then by Monday night, I just couldn't even move. And they say, hey, what's going on? Did you check if everybody has COVID? By 8 o'clock p.m., he told me, oh, I'm busy. Yes, we test positive. By Tuesday, I couldn't move. And I say, what's going on? How you guys doing? And he said, oh, no, I'm busy. I cannot talk to you now. I was so mad. And then what you think about that, you know? I was like, well, I couldn't tell him, no, don't come because blah, 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 because he's going to get mad.
Okay.
Then he got COVID, and he just, I said, man, you told me just, I keep going places. I never test myself for what, you know? I already messed up because if I was, I didn't feel good. Just by Tuesday night, I didn't feel good. I said, whatever, you know, it's too late. But then I think if I tell him something, he gets mad. If I don't tell him, oh, who cares? That's what he will tell me. Then what Aki say about him? Because sometimes he keeps popping, and my older sister keeps popping in my mind, and there will be betrayal. That was the reason. And I was kind of, well, what I'm going to do, I should be more strong and tell them, no, this is the way that it's going to be.
I don't really feel like it's betrayal because COVID is very hard to understand as a disease. And yes, it's real. And what's real about it is very hard to decipher because of the misinformation that's been around the world. And there's misinformation here. And yet in China, they're still having lockdowns. So COVID's very real in China.
And then what do you think about that, what he did?
I
don't know.
Unless the person actually, I think the person didn't think they had it, or I think the person thought they were over it enough where they weren't going to infect people, and I don't think he thought he was going to infect people. So I don't think he did it to do it, I'll get you and you're going to get COVID. That wasn't the intent. I do think it was more or less, you know, I want to see my family or I want to see my friends. And they came over. Everybody seemed to be well. And it's a risk. You go to the grocery store and somebody sneezes, you can still get it. Or, you know, it is a risk. But at the same time, if you live fearfully through it, you will not live because you're going to stop living. You have to realize that you either are protected by God and it's your time to die, or you're not protected by God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're protected by God. And if you do get COVID, it's something that's treatable now to a degree. It depends how bad your health conditions are. But if you're a person that exercises at a gym.
Yeah, I went to the gym and everything else. And then I went to the sauna and to the steam room. I said, oh, my God. And you just tell me now, Tuesday night when I just come out from the steam room, decide whatever, and then I just start going to the gym and say, I'm not going to stay and do my exercise around here like all by myself and the dog. But then the thing that I didn't like from him was the, oh, I'm busy. Oh, I'm taking care of my son. And then he is like, he said to tell me as soon as he knew, okay, we tested positive. Yes, stay, like, then I will, okay, I have to stay home. And he didn't tell me that. Yeah, so then he just selfish.
Probably because of the lack of what the protocols are, not because of being vicious, not because of being bad to you, okay? So you cannot take that personal. I don't believe it was a personal attack. I believe it was an ignorance on his part, more so than, because he likes you. He's not going to try, he doesn't want to hurt you, okay?
No,
so
he doesn't, but then he didn't care for me enough. He was like, oh, I'm busy with my sons, they sick. He's like, yeah, they sick, what about me? I'm not feeling good neither. But well, I guess everybody knows that Lucy is very strong. It's like nothing is going to happen to her. Like people had that impression always.
I'm glad that you're strong. I do believe that you're vulnerable. We're all vulnerable, no matter how strong we are. And I'm sorry that he didn't come to your aid when you're feeling not well. I do feel like, though, he does like you and that it wasn't something to be bad against you. Okay, do you get that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
I got that. I just was hoping that he's going to be like so many people, hey, let's go for a hike. I say, I'm not feeling good. They say, oh, do you want me to bring food or something? He never said nothing. It's like, I'm busy. My son is so sick. I have to take care of him. It's like, always he puts his family first. And nobody else has any weight. But
people. You can evaluate the friendship and find somebody to be closer with. You know, that's the other thing. Like the other person, the meetup.com, that woman, the very first caller, I think, said, you know, she's looking at meetup.com and she's doing activities to meet people socially that have common interests and starting to embrace new friendships. And it might be time for you to start a new friendship. Like I said, though, I do feel like he does like you and does think of you on, you know, he does have concern for you, whether you're feeling it or not. But if you want to dismiss the friendship, he's either not understanding what you're communicating, that you're feeling neglected in the relationship or friendship, or you need to think about how am I communicating my needs, okay? Because you also have to communicate what you need too, you know, and the communication starts with you. If you're feeling the discord, then you need to communicate that discord and you need to put it on the table. You have to not be afraid to do that. I know it's fearful, but you do have to put it on the table, and if they don't like it, let them walk away. That's not a true friend. A true friend will hear you and will make adjustments and will adjust to try to be more accommodating and to be, more positive in your relationship. And if you communicate correctly, they get it. It's not a confrontation. It's a fact. And facts are just that. They don't hold any value but truth. So you don't have to be afraid to tell you the truth. I feel this. It's actually hurting me. And I feel it's coming from you because you're doing this. It makes me feel not valued. And if you can't respect my value, then, you know, we have to terminate the friendship then. Because, you know, why would you continue having someone, you know, do things that are not of value to you or that they use you. That's when I read people who say, is this a love relationship? I look at the two relationships going together. And lots of times what I see is the one person will take the other person's energy. So you have a friend who takes your energy and isn't filling you with any energy. So if they take your energy all the time and you're not getting filled, then you get depleted. Or you get to where you are, where you feel like they're doing things negatively against you. And they're supposedly your friend. So
he's my friend. Very good friend. Mm-hmm.
So a friend doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm. I already talked to him in July, and he said he's going to change. And now I told him, you went back to the same thing, like your priorities. You don't let people grow. Then he gets very mad when I tell him something like that. He will call me and say, remember to put your heavy jacket because it's 23 degrees over there. He's always telling people what to do and what to eat and this. I say, that's caring, but then you also have to let people grow, especially you growing up sons that are almost 40 years old and are still living with you and you're still feeding them and sheltered them and everything else. You let people grow. And then sometimes I tell him, well, you're not here. I'm going to wear whatever jacket I want. But he's very caring. He's a very good friend. And then my other friend is almost the same thing. You don't answer my text at the same time. I say, because I don't answer text sometimes. I don't have my phone with me. Very caring, but then at the same time, they manipulating the people, something like that. I don't know.
So what you have to do is you have to decide what's appropriate for you. And if you don't like it, then you have to call it out. And it's like I said earlier on the show, too, you pick the battles that you're going to win. You don't have to fight every battle. What you have to do is you have to win the battles that will make a difference. So it may feel uncomfortable sometimes to say your truth, but you have to say your truth when it is your truth. And you have to be able to communicate that. If they don't understand it, then it might be time to move on, truthfully. There are people that are friends that understand friendship is as valuable as a relationship because friends are hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
They are
good
hard
friends
to come by.
Very, mm-hmm. I consider you a good friend. you can talk to them and then...
and they're not trying to take from you. They're trying to bless with you. Be a blessing.
Nurture each other.
Yes, because that's what life is. Being for each other. Otherwise, there is no life. I do have to let you go, though. I do have a couple more callers. Okay.
Thank you so much.
So I hope.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Yes. Happy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Going to go on to
914. 914.
Hi,
Reverend James. Hi, I'm Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing very good. How can I help you today?
I was wondering, please, if you see if I move with my mom overseas, if she'll be happier there, more vital, better spirits, better health, if it'd be a good move for her. You know, if that would be a wise decision.
Okay. What is it? So I get a lot of different things with that question. Okay. What is it for you? That's the question. I feel like you're asking, except for not for yourself.
Right.
You know,
yeah. There's. yeah. There's part of me that loves where I am, but I see she's happier there. You know, so I'm wondering if there's any way I could, you know, be happy there as well, work there.
Okay.
Or if, yeah. Uh-huh.
The answer is yes, you can be happy there. Yes, you can work from there. I feel like you can do a life there. Is your mother going to be happy? That is not a given. Okay, that is maybe a no. But, you know, I think in her mind, sometimes we want stuff that you know, is out of our reach, and therefore it makes us like it more. So, like, I feel like she'll, when she gets it, it'll be like not a, what she was important. I feel like she wants it because she doesn't have it. Do you get that?
Yes.
Again, what I'm saying, it's because she doesn't have it is why she enjoys it so much. But I feel like when she's there, she'll feel stagnant or actually, I feel like alone. So does she have a good community of friends here?
No, that's the thing. She has like one or two, but everybody's so involved and spread out, you know, involved in their own lives and that type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish, well, she... you know, I get another thing, too, though. I get that this experience would be great if you embrace it the right way. Because it's a new whole experience in your life. And that is challenging and scary, but it's great to have something different. And it will bring another new reality to your perspective. So in some ways, I would embrace it because it could be very fun and exciting and different. But I wouldn't do it because you think your mom's going to be happier there. I would do it because it sounds like we both need a new experience and we're going to experience something new. And be it good or bad. Okay. And will it be better or more? It depends on if she's willing to step out and how much this takes from her to go. Because I feel like it will drain her. And I'm afraid that she won't step up. So it's hard to say. But I feel like for you, it's like this whole new experience of something different. And together, you could embrace it and really share something deep with each other. You know, and I think that will make it closer or more loving or more bonded together. So in that way, I feel like it could be a really positive thing. I don't know your mom well enough to know if she can do the adjustment. That's what I feel like she'll do it. You know, I just feel like she'll become very dependent on you and almost fearful. But you'll have to push her like out of the nest. You know, you got to go. You know.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be the big bird. He's going to be the little child. But it's also really a beautiful, like, you know, something, family is really important, and the love and experience of that is what you take with you. So if you want to embrace just being family, it's a miracle opportunity. Okay? If you're doing it, I don't think she'll be happier there. I think she'll be, it depends, honestly. I feel like it's not injurious to her trip. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because I do feel like there's a level of agility there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. She'd be kind of dependent.
Well, no, I feel like she's not as strong as you think she is.
Physically.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm talking about her and her mental health, you know. It's a big taxing thing that I can see. Just to get ready to do it, you know. So
right. You
would really have to be hand-in-hand wanting this experience. That's what I would do if you're choosing family. And that is really a beautiful thing to do, you know. Because you'll have this whole experience to have the rest of your life that you had with your mom, you know?
Right.
I just can't guarantee that she's going to be happy, and I feel like you're going to have to push her quite a bit of this. But I think, you know, overall, it's an experience, you know? It's really a choice on are you ready to have something, you know, completely different experience.
Right. It's a lot to think on, yeah. Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, it is something to think about, but, you know, it has its pluses and its minuses. And if you know that, you know, some things are going to be hard, you know, it's a given. Everything's hard, even if you sit and stay right there, they'll be difficult.
Sure, yes. Yes, you're right.
One way you can choose your difficulties, I'm choosing. We're going to have obstacles we haven't discovered, but we're going to conquer them together, you know. We're going to have great moments of achievement and great moments of stuff that bond us together as, you know, really loving people. And I believe, because of your energy, that you can bring in a charismatic group with you. I don't know how you draw them with you, but they draw them to you so that she will want to step out a little bit or will want to be independent again.
That's brilliant. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm wondering because last week I asked about Marco, and I did get a message out to him through the girl, and I did the meditation. So now I'm waiting. So I'll let you know. Maybe he'll be part of that charismatic group.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I got a yes on that.
Wow.
It wasn't
brilliant.
Huge one, but it was a yes. Yeah, it was a yes hit. So I think your steps are on the way. So be open to the possibility.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you. You are just such a light.
Yes.
Many blessings to you. Thank you. Much
you
love.
Too. Namaste. It was nice talking to you. Okay, I'm going to go on to 111.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Is this Teresa?
No.
Oh, I guess. Okay, could I get your person where you're calling from? It's kind of quiet.
Melissa,
it's
the dry
Melissa.
State.
Hi, Melissa. Okay, gotcha. I got you, Melissa.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, and I'm going to do it again, your beginning intro. I always go back. Thank you for helping a lot of people. Thank you for helping me. I know you now for close to 6 years now. Thank you, Robert James. I have a question, please.
Sure.
You hear me? As you know,
yes.
My past, right? I come through a lot, and so I kind of need confirmation on this, and it may be the weather. Because he's very intelligent, and I'm very grateful. He's the first person I ever had that's like actually done so much for me. He's still going to be helping me like he does. Why is he so moody with me if I talk to a guy? Jealous?
That he's jealous. It's jealousy.
Controlling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad because you know, what that says is that he just doesn't trust you. And yeah. That's the sad part of it, you know? You know, okay. And so if you can convey, you know, that you're a trustworthy person and that it doesn't matter who you talk to, that you're still going to be a trustworthy person and that you're not going to convey anything but your truth ever. So there's no need to be ever concerned about who I talk to.
Okay,
just maybe
we'll
get that out in the open, because it really is something that would get worse if they don't understand that. Not everybody is a cheater. Not everybody is deceptive. Not everybody is doing lies. Some people are honest, like you. Some people are truthful, like you. Some people are trying to do the right things, like you. Some people have good hearts, like you. So you don't need to have people feel jealous. You don't need to have people concerned that you're not truthful. You know, that's not you. You are truthful. You are the things that you claim you are. And it really is about conveying that, because a person that doesn't believe you acts in those measures or acts that way. And why would they not believe you if you really are that person? So, and it may be because they have a history of people who have been deceitful to them. It may be a lot of reasons. But it doesn't matter what the reasons are. They don't need to do it with you, because you are not those other people. You are somebody different. And if you feel like that he's not trusting you, then you need to talk to him about it. You don't actually trust me, because if you did, you would never, care who I talk to, because you would understand I'm not deceitful. I don't lie. I don't need to. I am living the positive life. I am on the road to, you know, a higher level of ascension into my heart energy, because you live your heart energy. So, and there's always been a concern with him and parts of his nature. So, but I do still feel like he's helpful. But if you can convey that you're not other people, you're only you, and you are the person that doesn't lie. You are a person who does the right thing. You are somebody who really cares when they say they care, you know, and you follow through. So in that, you don't have, you know, you can convey that and try to get that person to understand. Will they? It's, questionable, but it's important to always do that, because otherwise you have these periods of discord. You know, where you're not feeling stable because he doesn't think you're stable. So, that creates a level of discord. Do you get that?
Yes, beautiful. Two quick questions, please. Yes or no?
Sure.
So, please, my business, making them money, do you, I think he said he was coming in March, because try to do an event. Is it March that he's coming, or is it another month? Because I think that's the time frame. If you see it, or
I don't
have it really made.
I don't get that he's coming in March, so I'm going to say no to that. He's not coming in March.
Do you know any other month?
Is he going to see Melissa? I'm not getting him. I'm staying in the 6 months, Melissa. I try to stay within 6 months. I don't see him coming within 6 months. Okay, because I could actually go on for a year and try to figure out what he's doing in a year, but it's not worth it. It's not worth it for you to have hope on that. I don't believe he's coming in March. It is a big time of transition, but I'm not getting yes, so I have to tell you the truth on what I get. And I don't get that he's coming for 6 months. So it's to June. I don't get anything at all that he's coming. So I hope, you know, you can meditate on that and ask to bring them forward and allow it to happen and do some meditations and stuff and try to clear out the energy, whatever's stopping him from coming. But, yeah, I feel like it's still distant. And that's why, you know, I try to say all along, what you want is somebody that's right there, because then you know their truth. And this distance stuff, it's hard to tell the truth. And he may have intentions of coming in March and said that, but I'm not getting that he is. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Real quickly, the last thing I ask you is yes or no. I haven't had any sales with my project, and I'd like to know, will I be having any sales pretty soon? That's all. Yes or no.
I am getting yes.
Oh, okay. This has been a very fulfilling conversation. I'm going to take everything into heart. I have always listened, and thank you for your guidance, and I'll be back to listen. I always do. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. I think you're going to be okay. I just think that I think there's a couple of things. I think if you're feeling discord because he doesn't trust you, then, you know, you really have to get that out in the open about, you know, have you ever presented something that, you know, was non-trustworthy? Have you ever done anything like that for him? And, you know, and he'll have to answer it truthfully that you haven't. So why would he be concerned that you would start doing it when nothing's changed? So it's important to understand that for him to know the truth and be in the truth, you need to convey it correctly. So I think a little bit falls on you on that. The other thing, though, I think you're going to be moving forward. I think it's in your life and in your employment. So I would put a lot of attention to that, because now is a manifestation or a creation period that's really optimal for you to have success. So I want you to pay attention to that very, very much so. And, you know, I would speak to him about, if he's setting dates to come, then he has to come, you know. And that's what I think is, he may have intentions of doing something but doesn't do it. So it's important that he understand for you that if he says something, that he actually is going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna redo what you said, rethink, and it's just that he has a business partner that he said that he was going to transition from that. I think that kind of like,
well,
I don't know.
All of that's gonna come out. Yeah, it's all gonna come out next year. So. Just be prepared that you're moving forward and you're looking to be a success at what you're doing, because I do believe that's the truth. You can be successful at what you're doing. Do you understand that?
That's very interesting information. I really want to do it. I work very hard in staying the positive. And it's not been easy. I really appreciate that, you know.
Yes, you're doing good. You're doing good, Melissa. It's slow, but it's steady. Okay, think of it that way. It may seem slow, but you've been steady. So, and the more steady you are, the more aligned you get, the stronger you are as moving forward. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. I'm going to say namaste. Thank you for calling. I hope that helped you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to call that the end of my show. And remember, life is amazing.